As I said in my last post, we live in a fallen world. This means that we have to deal with the consequences of not only our own choices, but we also have to deal with the consequences and sometimes the evil consequences that others make. You see, we can be perfectly innocent and yet be negatively affected in this world. In a fallen world, hurting people hurt people. Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth from Hyde Park, New York, and I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. And I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. And my focus will be on the love, the forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously in this life. Now, you've heard it said that bad things happen to good people. It's also true that bad things can happen to God's people, Christians. How can this be? Well, it has to do with the fact that God has given us free will. That is, the ability to make our own choices. Free will is important because of the following fact. God loves us with an agape or unconditional love. That means God has decided to love us in spite of what we do and what we say. But in the same way, God wants us to make the decision to love Him in an agape, unconditional love as well. This fact alone requires that we have the ability to make a decision or commit to this kind of love. Now, you've heard it said, and perhaps you even thought, why doesn't God do something about cruelty and injustice, disease, and poverty in the world today? Well, think about it. Is there anything that God can't do? No, of course not. He is omnipotent or all-powerful. Nothing is impossible with God. However, here's the rub. The only way God can sovereignly right all the wrongs today is to violate or override the free will of people. Now, you might think, well, that's not a bad idea. But that would mean taking away someone's ability to make a decision. Now, it's easy to think about violating someone else's free will. But the truth is, are you willing to give up your free will to make decisions and choices? You see, it's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. Just as the scripture says, it rains on the just and the unjust. You also need to keep in mind who has control over this fallen world. I know that there may be many who don't believe the following scriptures. But let me present a quote from the mid-1850s, actually, by Charles Baudelaire, which endures even to this day. And he said, "The devil's finest trick is to persuade you that he does not exist." Satan is the ruler of this world in the sense that the world is still characterized by sin. Jesus said, "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has no power over me." Now we see that in John 14:30. The scriptures teach that the whole world is under his power. That's 1 John 5:19. Then the scriptures also show us that Satan is the authority over this present evil world system. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. And then finally, Satan is the deceiver of the whole world. And that we find that scripture in Revelations 12:9. Now, I've said all of these things to make this point. None of us escape life unscathed. We all bear the scars of making bad choices or suffering the physical or emotional abuse caused by the evil decisions of others. Now remember, Satan is a spiritual entity. Therefore, his only weapon is to distort, to twist God's truth and insert those lies into our minds. Now, if we obey the lie, then we in essence serve him. Now, that's not just me saying that. That's Romans 6:16, which states, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to or who you choose to obey, you are that person's or that one's slave, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" This truth makes it even more clear that the battle we fight is a spiritual one. Now, as I said in my last post, the spiritual battle really is a battlefield in the mind. Let me read 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3-5. And it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, let me paraphrase this statement to make it maybe even a little more clear. Basically, the statement is saying is that although we live in a physical body, our battle is against spiritual entities. Therefore, we can't use physical means to battle against a spiritual foe. You can't use a knife. You can't use a gun. You can't use physical strength. But the good news is that Jesus has not left us hopeless or defenseless. He's given us powerful spiritual weapons for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what are these strongholds? Are these strongholds that are in the sky, in the heavens, or are these strongholds in our own minds? These strongholds are those false ideas or lies that we strongly hold on to. They are mental strongholds. Ideas like, you're not good enough. You're worthless. You're unlovable. You're ugly. You're stupid. You'll never amount to anything. You're always wrong. And frankly, any other thought that Satan can put into your mind. Now, the devil can put these thoughts directly into your mind or through the people you have encountered in life. But we have the ability to cast down these thoughts, these arguments, or these patterns of thinking. Those thinkings that are contrary to what God has said about you and your circumstances. God has placed His Holy Spirit in you for the purpose of revealing the truth that you are loved, you are forgiven, you are accepted, and you are empowered to resist the lies of the enemy and to accept what is true. But also to the spiritual ability, let me try that again, but the spiritual ability to live your life in obedience to your King, Jesus. That's easy to do when you fully realize that you're a King's kid. Now, once you know the truth will set you free. However, this doesn't usually happen instantly. Now, understanding the truth may be instantaneous, but undoing years or a lifetime of lies may take some time. It's very much like a physical injury or a wound. There's a healing process. The same is true of spiritual wounds. The next time, we'll be looking at the anatomy of a wound, the process in producing a wound or a scar, and then, of course, the most important thing, the spiritual healing that comes through Jesus Christ to make us whole, to make us be able to have the capacity to experience joy and peace, and most of all, love. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and want to know more about us, please check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com. Also, we are podcasting, and we're available on all podcast formats, or you can go to our website again. Just look for Pastor Vic's Nuggets on those podcast platforms. God bless you, and greater is He that is in you than he who is in the world.